This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Allumbaugh Heating and Cooling, your York dealer in Higginsville. Stay at home does not necessarily mean stay inside. While care must be taken to avoid unnecessary human contact during the national pandemic response, residents are still allowed, even encouraged, to go outdoors. Recreation, including daily exercise, is considered an essential need, although some recreational businesses have been shut down due to restrictions. Not only are most state parks still open, but many employees are still on site.
And even in the four parks that we've closed, there's a lot of work that we have to do as far as managing the cultural and natural resources of the special places that we steward. There are activities like, you know, invasive species control and those kinds of things. We're still doing maintenance and repair. We still have those kinds of activities going. Our interpreters are still providing content through social media so that we are still providing that service and experience, although it be virtually, but they're still out in our facilities doing that. Although our public contact is much reduced because of some of the changes we've made, there's still a lot happening. Of course, our rangers are still patrolling.
Mike Sutherland, director of Missouri State Parks, says visitation at some parks is higher than normal.
And that's great for people to get outside, but the one thing that does create challenges is that if you have large amounts of people in sometimes small areas, there can be issues with social distancing and everybody being respectful of each other.
Sutherland says visitation volume was so high in some locations, they had to be shut down.
It got to be a situation where the parks got over full just on parking in one aspect, but also with people as well. And in some of the more popular areas of those parks, people were congregating. People were not able to have the kind of social distancing that's really needed. And it became not only significant as far as impact to the resource, but also pretty challenging from a management perspective.
Distancing etiquette is the same in a state park as it is indoors.
Keeping a distance of 6 feet, not congregating in groups larger than 10. If you're going to be in a group, make sure it's the family members that you live with. If you're hiking a trail, make sure you keep your distance, yielding to if there's someone oncoming on the trail.
Respect for others is the main focus.
Being outside, the fresh air is really good for our health. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we are being respectful of each other. If someone goes to a facility and it looks like it's full, maybe pick a different area to go to or go to a different facility, or maybe go outdoors in your neighborhood. We all have a responsibility not only for our own well-being, but also in these kinds of times, we have a responsibility for the well-being of others.
For excerpts, go to KMZU.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.